This is Shir 45 in our series on Avodas HaBetochen. In our previous evaluation of Hakaras HaTov, we unraveled a vital Hashkafic foundation from Rosh Shmuel Hamner. Expressing sincere gratitude to a human shliach messenger serves as a necessary psychological training mechanism that ultimately causes a person to appreciate and elevate their thanks to the ultimate source, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Standing upon this baseline, we can now track why our greatest ancestors extended profound gratitude not only to people, but even to static physical locations. In his work, Sefer Eved HaMelech, Rav Hamner recites a remarkable passage in the Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Vayishlach, Ois Ayin Tes. That's Ois 79. Analyzing the conduct of Yaakov Avinu upon arriving in the city of Shechem, the Torah records the verse, Vayichan es penei ha'ir, that's Bereishis 33:18, as he encamped before the face of the city. Chazal uncover the practical meaning of Vayichan. Yaakov Avinu chose to grant free gifts and beautiful presents to the citizens of the city, or alternatively, a second shot, he established commercial markets to sell high-quality merchandise to them at an exceptionally cheap, discounted price. The Medrash derives an unchanging rule of their Acharis from this narrative. Chayev Adam lahachzik toivah lemokom sheyesh lo hana mimenu. An individual is fully halachically bound to show gratitude and identify the benefit of a physical place from which he derived enjoyment or shelter. The Medrash notes that this exact precedent governed the behavior of Shimon bar Yochai and his son Rav Elazar when they finally exited the historic cave. They were suffering from bodily ailments, they traveled to the healing waters of the city of Tveria. Upon experiencing immense physical relief and healing there, Rav Shimon bar Yochai declared, "Our father Yaakov explicitly made it his practice to show robust gratitude to the location that housed him. Logically, we are bound to do the exact same for Tveria. They manifested their HaKadosh HaTov by deploying their halachic expertise to completely be mitar or purify the place of Tveria." From this dual template, Chazal construct a Kal V'Chomer argument. If a human being bears an absolute obligation to show gratitude to a static, unfeeling physical location or city simply because it served as a passive backdrop for their benefit, then how much more so are they fiercely required to extend profound Hakaras HaTov to a conscious human being who delivers a benefit to them, even if that person has been fully forced and compelled by heavenly decree to perform that favor. To further define the parameters of thanking an individual who is already mandated by law to help you, we look to a fascinating halachic dispute inside Mishnah Maseches Idyos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah lists six specific stringencies where Beis Shammai adopts a highly unusual lenient position, while Beis Hillel rules stringently. Beis Shammai stands: an individual who gathers and consumes perishvias, that's the sanctified produce of the Shemitah year, is fully permitted to articulate a formal expression of Hakaras HaTov and say thank you to the land's original owner. Beis Hillel stands: is strictly forbidden to extend any volume of praise or thankfulness to the owner of the field. Why? Because the Torah explicitly declared all Shemitah produce to be absolutely hefker, ownerless. If the consumer allocates special gratitude to the owner, it looks as though he is falsely validating the owner's remaining proprietary grip over the food. The core implication unraveled by the commentaries is clear. Beis Hillel only restricts your thankfulness here because the Torah aggressively stripped away the owner's title, rendering it ownerless. However, in standard non-Shemitah scenarios, even if an owner is legally bound by a strict biblical command to unlock his gates like Lekachekhoempeyo and makes his food accessible to the poor, you are completely required to show him robust gratitude for the transaction. The Holy Rosh Hash, inside the definitive commentary on Masechta Shviyas, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, leverages this exact messianic threshold to establish a baseline legal source for a universal Jewish custom. He uncovers that this structural rule is the definitive source for why the public standardly calls out to the Kohanim saying Yasher Kochachem on the exact moment they step down from the Duchen after performing Kohanic blessings. The Rosh Hash notes that many people are heavenly bothered by the sharp halach question. Since the Kohanim are directly commanded by the Torah to bless the nation, and our codes explicitly rule that a Kohen who refuses to ascend to the platform actively violates three positive biblical commandments. Why do we bother thanking them for merely executing their mandatory legal script? The Rosh Hashanah answer is based on the mission of Idias. Even when an action is a direct command to the public, there remains a holy, irreplaceable obligation to be machzik taiva to the specific messenger, through whose lips the blessing physically flows. An extraordinary real-world narrative double locks this principle. Rabbi Yechiel Michal Feinstein, the prominent son-in-law of the Brisker Rav, recorded that his father-in-law once turned to Rav Chetzkel Sarna, the legendary Chevron Rosh Yeshiva, and extended a warm, meticulous Yashar Koyach after Rav Chetzkel had performed a deep favor for him. Rav Chetzkel immediately stepped back and countered, "Rebbe, why are you thanking me? I merely executed my baseline duty." The Brisker Rav delivered an ironclad halachic response. The Kohanim are also merely executing their mandatory obligation to bless Klal Yisrael, yet the universal practice of the entire nation remains to call out to them with a robust Yashar Koyach the moment they complete the Birchas Kohanim. To ensure a person's Kras HaTov never slips into the secular matrix of thinking a human being is the independent causal power, the Chovos HaVavos codifies a strict non-negotiable legal protocol of ordering your speech. Step 1, thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then step 2, thank the human messenger. The precise lashon in the text of the Chovos HaVavos mandates, Yodei Leboris Baruch Asher Hishlim Chefzoi V'Yodei LeMisha Nasa Yodoi. First, he must cleanly give thanks to the Creator, blessed be He, who perfectly completed His desire, and only subsequently to that must be give thanks to the human through which the physical hand it was executed. The Chovos HaVavos explains that you are required to extend gratitude to the human channel for two specific reasons. Number 1, purity of the heart. Because the messenger utilized a lev tov, a good heart, and sowed a positive willing intent to bring that favor to you. And reason 2, the vessel of merit. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu explicitly chose to bring this specific benefit through his direct hands, Shabore Hevi Toy Altoy Al Yodoy. It is an unyielding law of physical mechanics that Megalgalin Zechus Ayidei Zakai. Goodness and merit are dynamically orchestrated to flow through the hands of a meritorious individual. Therefore, the very fact that Hashem selected this person to be his conduit stands as a verification of their inner righteous status. The baseline order is double locked by the Sefer Hasidim, Simon 1044. He rules that an individual who receives a b'sorah tova, good tidings, such as a messenger running to inform him that his wife has successfully given birth to a newborn son, is strictly forbidden from showing primary akaras hatov to the messenger. He must completely hold back his thanks until he first utters a formal bracha and pours out his intense praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We track the practical real-world application of this protocol inside our contemporary yeshivas and families. When a family man is standing in a hospital room and the medical staff enters to deliver the beautiful news that a baby's been born, the structured practice of a Baal B'Tochan is to instantly declare out loud, Baruch Hashem. Only after cementing that baseline acknowledgement to the source of reality do they turn around to extend a deep, sincere thank you to the doctors and nurses for their dedicated medical help. Summary of our mindset. The root of clarity. The Baal B'Tochan understands that even a passive location or a fully mandated legal messenger requires a formal expression of a Kars HaTov. We aggressively guard the divine sequence of our mouth. We crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu first as exclusive prime cause, and then we validate the human channel as a willing, meritorious conduit for that decree. Have a wonderful evening.